Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, and you're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got some, got four very beautiful women, very special women, who are our guests. Yeah, that's right, four at a time, and me, I'm way outnumbered. Usually, I'm just outnumbered if it's just one of either one of these ladies, but now with four of them, they're here to gang up on me. But seriously, folks, these women have two or three things in common. Number one, they're all members of my brain trust. Number two, they're all four women that I love very much, care an awful lot about, and respect a lot. And then there's this third thing that binds them together when they didn't know each other, and that is they're all survivors of breast cancer. Let me introduce you to them. Joan Pride is an 8-year survivor. She's senior editor with the Kipling Editors. Joan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm very happy to be here.
Judith, good to have you back, Joan, of course, and Judy Glazer. Judith Glazer is an author and a wonderful consultant to small businesses and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And if I'm not mistaken, Judy, a six or seven-year survivor?
Yep, it's 7 years.
Seven years. Welcome back, Joan.
I'm thrilled to be
I mean, Judith, welcome back.
And I'm thrilled to be back with this group of wonderful women, so thank you.
We're glad you're here. Thank you for that. Paula Lovell is also a longtime member of my Brain Trust, president of Lovell Communications out of Nashville, Tennessee. Paula, you're about a 6-year survivor, aren't you?
6 years. Good morning, and it's a great day to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. And Lois Geller with Mason Geller, president of her own media company, marketing company out of Miami, Florida. Lois, you're a 2-year survivor. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't already know it, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We've conducted at least one show in October now for a number of years. Joan, Joan Pride, you're the first person in my brain trust that I experienced this situation, this ordeal with, and I'll never forget that day when you were about to do your regular show with me on the Kiplinger Letter, and we called you and you came on off the air with me during the break, and you were basically in tears. You had only 30 seconds before had gotten the news from your doctor that it was cancer.
That's right. I remember that day very well, and it's great that you mentioned that, Jim, because you said that we're all breast cancer survivors, which is true, and I want to emphasize the word survive. I realize that for many women that does not happen, and they do succumb to breast cancer, but there's a lot of us survivors out there, and I remember the first thing I thought when I was told that I was diagnosed with breast cancer was that my life was ruined. Well, it turns out it wasn't ruined. It was probably made even fuller by the experience I went through, and I just want people to know that we're all examples of the fact that it is possible to survive breast cancer and even thrive afterwards.
Well, and all of these women, ladies and gentlemen, are professionals. They're all vibrant, vital women, doing things very important, working hard and contributing every day. And other than the setback of your treatment, ladies, I've watched you, and I've been so impressed with how you continue to conduct yourself. And Judith, as Joan said, I mean, it was I'm sure it was a traumatic event for you, a thing to happen to you at first, but it turned out to be something that you dealt with.
Well, for me, what was quite startling is that I was diagnosed on September 11th, 2001, at the exact same time the World Trade Center was being attacked.
Oh, no.
Mm, I remember that story.
You know, it's unbelievable. And as I sat there, you know, watching smoke in the sky and realizing what was going on in the world, I realized not only I was going through some physical trauma myself, but the world was. And what that did for me, which I think is part of the mystery and yet the magic behind this incredible disease, is instead of going inside and suffering on my own, which is what my mother did, who passed away after 12 years of cancer, I decided I had to reach out. And maybe that day inspired everybody to reach out. But I started to call clients and talk to them about this and ask them to be by my side if I needed them. And that's what changed my life.
Yeah. Well, I remember that story, Judy. You and I actually weren't, I don't think I knew you in 2001, but we knew each other shortly after that. And
yep, that's correct.
But that's an incredible story. You had to be sitting there thinking, what in the world is going on?
why me? Why this day?
Yeah, I mean, what an incredible coincidence we've got there.
Yeah.
And Paula and Lois, we're going to take a quick break, folks, in a few seconds. And Paula, I want you to tell your story because you're next in line, and then Lois is going to tell us a little bit. And then we're going to let the ladies share a little bit about the experience of what they went through. Also, we're going to talk about the incidence of breast cancer and the survivability. And these ladies and gentlemen, are really they're courageous women, and I'm so proud of all four of them. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. And it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, ladies and gentlemen. October is always Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and as we've been doing for a number of years, we're giving voice to on this topic to four beautiful women who are members of my Brain Trust and who are women that I admire very much, very courageous women. You just heard in the previous segment from Joan Pride, who's an 8-year survivor, Judith Glazer, who's a 7-year survivor, and Paula Lovell, I believe, is 6 years now, right, Paula?
It's 6 years, and, you know, I love talking with the other women because it sort of just gives me another burst of energy about all this, I think that one of the messages I would share is that you handle the news in whatever way is appropriate for you. I know Judith had what a shocking day she had to have, and I can't imagine how it could be even more shocking. I mean, once you're told you have breast cancer, it's so shocking you can't hear anything around you. You sort of go numb, and then to have that happen on September 11th, I can't even imagine. So congratulations for just getting through that day. But I took a different tact. I didn't tell anybody. I told my family.
You told me, and I fussed at you for not telling some people.
That's right, but I chose that way for a lot of reasons. Maybe it's the market I'm in. Maybe it's the, I don't know. It was all about my profession, and I wanted to try to get through a lot of it before I showed that I was, quote, sick. I wanted to be on the well side. I did tell people after my hair grew in a quarter of an inch and I took my wig off because I was burning up. And then I just said, you know, I was sick. I did have breast cancer. I'm well now. And it was over, and I felt better about that. But the beauty of that story is that I told my staff, and they were my team, and they ran my business during the times when I was too weak to go in, and it taught me many, many lessons. And both Judith and Lois and everybody has said that it's a gift in a way, because it taught me that, you know, sometimes you have to, in order to hang on, you have to let go. And my staff and my company was so wonderful and ran and didn't miss a beat, and they really rose to the occasion, which showed me what rock solid business I have and how great those people are. And it was just a wonderful lesson for me. So an enriching experience in addition to being scary.
Paula, you've got you're a small business owner, as is Lois. And very similar businesses, actually. And how did your customers behave when you told them?
Well, I waited till after I was well. I had finished chemo and radiation, and I think I looked well when I told them. And I lost a lot of weight when I was sick, so I'm not sure I looked all that well. Although people probably thought I looked great because I lost weight. But but you know, they were very supportive. And
were you surprised at how supportive they were?
No, I wasn't. Because again, I hate to say this, but people don't like to be around folks who are sick, and I didn't want to see any kind of reaction like that.
Right.
And so that's what I feared the most, was people jumping back.
Lois,
and
you've got a similar story with your small business that you run, and you've been a survivor for 2 years now. Tell us about your experience.
Well, I had just moved to Florida, and I was taking care of my mom. I had moved my staff here to take care of my mother, and we were down here just a short time, and I got diagnosed. And I didn't have my support team in New York, all my friends. I didn't have my community up there, and so I really didn't know anybody, and my mother was suffering from dementia, and I felt very, very lonely. I did tell my staff, because when the diagnosis came through, they called me at the office, and I got hysterical. And my the hardest part of my trip with breast cancer was the loneliness of it. And the, you know, people said, go to this organization and that organization. And I did call them, but then I didn't follow through with actually meeting people, because I had to run my business. I had to take care of my mom. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of financial challenges. And most of all, because I'm a public speaker and I'm in front of a lot of people all the time, I didn't know whether I'd have to cancel my speeches. As it was, I didn't cancel one speech after the surgery. I didn't cancel a speech. I had a speech like 2 days after the surgery.
Wow.
Out in L.A., and I did it, and I went through the treatments, and I did my thing. I did most of the, I think it that part was great, because I had to, like, get together and do it. I had to pretend I didn't have this miserable thing, and then afterwards I say, oh, God, I still have it, you know.
So what you're saying is work was a blessing, and I think all four of you probably would agree with that. Quickly, I want to run through, give me a real short answer here, ladies. Tell us how you discovered it. If you discovered it yourself, it was a mammogram, if a doctor found it, what happened? Joan, starting with you, how did you first discover that you had something and you didn't know what it was?
I had had a baseline mammogram because I was 40 earlier in the year. It showed nothing. And then 8 months later, a lump popped up that my husband actually found, and he was the one that kept pestering me to get it checked out, because I thought I was too young to have breast cancer.
You were a little bit in denial for a few months there, weren't you?
Yeah, but he wouldn't let me be in denial.
Good for Ray. Okay. Judith, how about you?
I had a mammogram, but nothing was picked up. And we went to Massachusetts for a wedding, and I fell asleep for 3 hours in the sun. When I woke up, I felt something painful in my breast, but I couldn't identify it. 2 days later, I laid in bed, and the memory of feeling that pain came back, and I felt it, and I felt a lump.
Wow.
I have no idea how that happened, but
that's
the sun
bizarre.
Did something.
That's almost bizarre, isn't it?
And that was it.
Wow.
That was it.
We come back, and we're going to get Paula and Lois's answer. And ladies, please get checked. Mammograms are about $100. If your insurance doesn't cover it, I think you can afford it. Please get checked. Please get checked. Ten Till, stay with us. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with four beautiful, four courageous, four wonderful women that I've known for a number of years, all breast cancer survivors. And I emphasize the word survivor, folks, because they are, and I'm so proud of all of them for being here. It takes courage, ladies, to come on a show like this and to talk about what you've done. I want to give a website out quickly, folks. NBCAM, NBCAM. Think about that, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you'll just remember that, NBCAM.org. Go there and find out more about this. Read about it. There's some wonderful information, important information, very good points, questions and answers on that website, NBCAM.org. Please check that out. Paula, we're talking about how you found that you had something that bothered you, or did the doctor tell you the first time? How did you find out?
Well, I had no idea. I didn't find it. I just went for my regularly scheduled mammogram, which every woman should have over the age of 40, once a year. And I had no clue. It was a complete shock to me. I never did feel the lump, and it was not a particularly small lump. It was.
So the mammogram actually found it?
The mammogram found it. And you know what? Let's say this. I would like to tell everybody who hasn't had a mammogram, mammograms are not scary and they do not hurt.
Yeah.
And don't let anyone tell you that.
And they cost about $100.
Yeah, if you're insured for them.
But even if you're not, it costs about $100. That's not that much. So mammogram found yours, Paula. Lois, how about you?
Yeah, I went for my annual mammogram. The only reason I really went was because my mom had had breast cancer, and I was rather cavalier. I left. I went back to the office, and I got the call that I had breast cancer.
Right. So, ladies, Judy, you first. How much of do you think people don't get checked because they just want to not want to know? If they, even if they think it might be something, I wonder how many people, how many women don't get checked because they just don't want to know. They're afraid of the information.
I don't know the number, but I know it's huge. And I know that my mother was diagnosed with a lymphoma on her leg. And because she didn't want to really know, we went away to Mexico for the summer. Had she had it taken off before we went, she'd be alive today.
Oh.
It was 2 months. Cancer moves very quickly. Mine turned out to be very virulent cancer, even though it was under a centimeter. Had I waited for 2 months and pretended it was just little and didn't, because I had cysts on my other breast, if I had pretended it wasn't there within 3 months, I would have potentially been a candidate to not make it through.
Yep.
Because they also found I had some in my bones. It's very subtle. It's very small, but it's rampant. And so, women, I don't want to put fear in your hearts, but I do want you to say, take accountability. As soon as you find something, just question it. It could be nothing, but if it's something, if you get it by even 2 months sooner, it makes a difference.
Joan, the survivability rate is really increasing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really amazing. I didn't realize that, and it's really a testament, I guess, to modern science, but also to women getting out there and getting checked.
Yeah. Lois, thoughts from you?
Well, I think that the important thing is that the economy is not so great now, and it gives you another reason not to go for a mammogram if you're not covered, if you're no longer employed or something. And whatever it takes, there are clinics all over that you can go to. There are organizations that will help you, and just do it. Mine was the most deadly kind of breast cancer, and here I am 2 years later living a wonderful life. And so take the time to do it, and do it today.
Paula, the deadly part is not the news, it's not having the news, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
The deadly part is not the information that you have it. The deadly part is not knowing.
Oh, that's right. And, you know, in addition to knowing, I have several friends who have breast cancer now, and oddly enough, they're not acting fast enough. They're getting a second opinion is very wise, but they're so in denial, they're getting a third opinion, a fourth opinion. Waiting, and I fear they're waiting too long. So you really, it's paralyzing news, but you just have to grab a hold of yourself and act on it and move forward with very swiftly.
The survivability of breast cancer, according to the information I have from NBCAM.org, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month.org, is that there's 178,000 women get breast cancer a year, and about 40,000 a year succumb to that. Now, I don't know if that's less than it used to be, but I do know that the treatments that they have now and the early detection is really bringing down is increasing the survivability rate. We've got to wrap it up. We've run out of time. It's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, folks, and these four beautiful women have helped us to hopefully raise your consciousness. Paula Lovell, Lois Geller, Judith Glaser, Joan Pride. Ladies, thank you for being here. Thank you for your courage, and we're so glad you're still survivors.
Thank you so much for having us on. Thank you, Jim.
Bye. Bye, ladies. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, ladies, please get checked. Please get screened. It doesn't cost that much money. It could save your life. Do it today if you haven't already been doing it. NBCAM.org is the website. Check it out. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.